Chapter 1. Finding Your Style. Your design style says a lot about what impression you're trying to make. Style helps to establish unity and harmony in your design. Your style will influence what color, shape, and pattern of materials to buy to match that theme. It equally affects how you address other elements of design and decorating to create the perfect setting. If, for instance, you select a style that requires more natural light in a room, you can increase the quantity of daylight by adding more windows or by using mirrors to reflect light. Each room in a home has its own function, therefore they should be styled differently. Consider how the room is used and by whom before you pick accessories, accents, and other materials to beautify your home. Your style should emphasize areas of interest within each room. For example, most people use their living room to entertain guests and to gather as a family. So your choice and arrangement of furniture and other decorative elements should draw attention to conversation areas. In a similar fashion, your style should reflect your interests and personality. If you're unsure of your style, especially as it pertains to interior design and decorating, then focus on your preferences. If you prefer simplicity and practicality, choose a style that is simple, like modern or Nordic, with clean lines and minimal decor. It's important to note that you don't need to blatantly copy your favorite styles. Instead, they should serve as inspiration. Types of design styles. If you haven't selected a particular style yet, there are three basic or common design styles to choose from. 1. Modern. Contrary to popular belief, modern design styles are not the same as contemporary styles. Contemporary styles are the trendy, ever-evolving interior design styles we have today. They don't stem from any specific design style. On the other hand, the modern style of interior design emerged in the 20th century. You can trace the origin of modern styles back to the German Bauhaus design and Scandinavian design. Bauhaus was a school of design in Germany that revolutionized its approach to design by combining architecture, decorative arts, and the creation of aesthetic objects for everyday use into its practice. It is known for its simplistic designs. Scandinavian design is also known for using natural materials, simplistic designs, and elegance. Modern interior design was equally influenced by artists and architects who threw aside Victorian design with the need to experiment with new ways of seeing and thinking about how to use the materials that were available at the time. Moreover, this was the era when new technologies, industrialization, and access to building materials influenced the designs. As such, styles like flat roofs, open living spaces, straight lines without any bend, aka clean lines, and windows became dominant. What are the characteristics of modern interior design? Modern design uses different tones of a single color, natural materials, natural light, clean lines, and emphasizes simplicity. This style is commonly achieved by using minimal home decor, avoiding bright colors. Instead, neutral colors like pastels, white, black, beige, and gray in different tones are used. Furniture instead of walls is used to differentiate between the rooms in a home. For example, a long sofa can be used to separate the dining and living rooms. Homes are constructed with clean, straight lines. Low and long furniture made from natural materials like unpainted wood or metal is typically used. Furniture is normally upholstered with leather or solid fabrics to give a home the modern look. Other finishes like veneers, concrete, chrome, glass, and steel are equally used as furniture to give it a modern look.
2. Traditional.
Traditional is a style that will always feel classic, but relevant. You can literally keep traditional items and antiques in your home for years and they will never go out of style. This interior design scheme is warm, elegant, and comfortable, but not trendy. It's impossible to latch traditional interior design onto any specific period or style, as there are so many. However, this style references history and traditions of the past. Homes with this style have the following features. They look warm and inviting. Since a home style begins at the front door, artwork on the wall painted with rich colors, for instance, may be used to create this look. Warm or cool colors are commonly used in homes with this style to create a warm and inviting look. Warm colors are orange, red, and yellow, while cool colors are purple, blue, and green. Antiques, aged pieces, time-worn or weathered materials with the right amount of patina are used to give a home a relaxed look. Metals are used to make a home shine. For instance, a kitchen may be decorated with materials made with bronze or copper finishes. Marble countertops or a massive exhaust hood may be used to create a traditional-looking kitchen. Darker wood finishes are typically used on floors and other furnishings. Upholstery or furniture coverings are made with silk, linen, and velvet. The walls in the interior of a home are usually painted with neutral colors, but can also be painted with rich classic colors, like navy blue or chocolate. Window coverings, throw pillows, bedding, and smaller furniture items like accent chairs and ottomans are upholstered with traditional motifs, such as damask, florals, plaids, and stripes. A collection of European, Asian, and American antiques are used throughout the home and can be mixed in with contemporary furniture. Materials with different patterns are layered together so that everything complements each other without looking matchy-matchy. The patterns may be made of florals, bold prints, stripes, checks, and linens in a single color with repeating, highly decorative prints that illustrate pastoral scenes, like toile. Different patterns with different scales may be put together to create a curated look. Homes with this style may incorporate many different coordinating colors in their design. Decor from around the world, like handmade African baskets, Chinese vases, or carved French furniture, are used in some homes to really create that traditional look. Furniture is arranged in a way that it creates symmetry and balance. For example, a couch may be facing two chairs in the living room. 3. Transitional. This is a hybrid of the two above styles. When you combine modern and traditional design schemes, you create a style that feels contemporary. Here are some common ways people achieve this style. It's not unheard of for some people to look to commercial properties like hotels and restaurants for inspiration. In fact, some of these destinations have designs that can be translated beautifully to a home. Neutral colors are used to create a clean, serene atmosphere. These are colors like cream, brown, black, white, gray, beige, and taupe. Decor of different neutral colors are mixed and matched. The floors and walls are equally styled with these colors. Neutral colors make the lines of the furniture become more noticeable. Diverse objects and finishings are used to make a space more visually interesting. Wood, lacquer, steel, rattan, fabric, glass, and metal are incorporated in the design to add more texture to a space. Transitional designs are famous for using minimal accessories. Usually, the decorative items added to a mix of furnishings and fabrics have a subtle visual effect on a room without confusing the eyes. transitional design scheme favors artificial light. For example, a dining room may have a central lighting fixture. It's important to note that the choice of light fittings and fixtures contribute to a room's appearance. Dimmer switches are used to control the brightness of the light to create a conducive atmosphere. More styles, substyles. 4. Coastal. This is a beachy decor that can leave you feeling like you're on vacation every day. With this style, you don't need to live by the sea or any water body to feel like you're on a seaside getaway, but it's more common in areas like Florida or California. Home designs with a coastal chic style have a relaxed, comfortable, and ready-for-lounging look that can make anyone feel like unwinding and putting their feet up on the cocktail table or ottoman. So furniture that is regularly used is upholstered with materials that are durable. They can equally be upholstered with performance fabrics like sunbrella, slipcovers, and krypton, which can easily be washed. Include shades of sand and sea in decor. For example, different watery colors of blue and green are paired with natural textures, like driftwood, rope, or wicker. Tropical tones are also included. It's common to see a few pieces associated with vacation and ocean, like anchors, shells, or boat oars, in the design. A relaxed feeling is usually created using lighter tones in shades of green, blue, beige, and white in the decor. Home designers and decorators easily find coastal styles at flea markets, secondhand shops, yard sales, and retail stores like Home Goods, at affordable prices. Pieces or elements that represent nature, like beach glass, seashells, and driftwood, are used to give the space a coastal vibe. Those pieces associated with vacation and the ocean are sometimes hung on the interior walls of a home to make a great replacement for standard artwork. 5. Mid-century modern. If you love geometric shapes and bold colors, you'll love this design style. Mid-century modern, also known as mid-mod or MCM, can be traced back to the mid-20th century among the middle-class families settling into America's suburbs. The key characteristics of mid-mod style is that you'll only need minimal decor, furnishings have clean or sleek lines, these are straight lines, and they're arranged side by side with furnishings with shapes similar to those found in nature. This style works in most home types, from farmhouses to Tudors, as far as you're fond of the style. In homes with mid-mod design style, decor that is bright or pastel and earthy in color are used. Think teal, lime, pink, turquoise, pale blue, and yellow. Examples of earthy colors are burnt orange, khaki, brown, olive, mustard, and yellow. Uses a mix of modern design furnishings and designs innovated in the mid-20th century. These are materials like plywood, plastic laminates, fiberglass, steel, plexiglass, tubular metals, lucite, and cement. Other designs from the mid-20th century include furniture made with wood from rosewood, teak, walnut, and mahogany trees, as well as fabrics such as boucle, wool, polyester, velvet, and vinyl. Homes in this era had large windows that made it easier to connect to nature, so large windows and/or glass walls are commonly used to increase access to the outdoors. Furniture is mostly chosen for functionality over style. For example, homeowners pick chairs that support good posture. Furniture in this style can easily be found on sites like eBay or Cherish. Furnishings typically have bent, organic, curved shapes and flat surfaces. Mid-mod style goes well with styles from other eras. It blends effortlessly with any color, shape, and furnishings of other designs. This is a win-win for anyone who hates home design styles that are predictable. 6.
Contemporary.
Nothing communicates contemporary interior schemes better than chameleons. Chameleons are known to change the color of their skin to match their environment. Contemporary design styles are no different. They're constantly changing. Contemporary styles emerged half a century after modern design styles. What's cool about this style is that it's very spontaneous and versatile, which gives room for you to embrace what feels good right now. A contemporary styled home is characterized by decor in pieces that are natural, such as plants arranged in a vase, a bowl of fruit, or a wood chopping block are used to give a home a trendy look. These organic accents may be placed on a side table, in the entryway, on the kitchen counter, or anywhere else in the home. There are no walls to separate the different rooms in this contemporary home. Places like the dining, kitchen, and living rooms flow together seamlessly. However, area rugs may be used to help define each room. In most cases, the floors in contemporary homes are uncarpeted, exposing the bare tile, clean wood, or vinyl floor. There are no window coverings, whether they're for blocking out sunlight from entering a room or for any other purpose. Yep, you heard me right. I know it sounds strange, but that's typical for contemporary design. Decor and other accessories are used to add texture to a home. Texture draws the attention of anyone who enters a home. For example, a homeowner may add large, oversized plants to make a room feel lively. Soft fabrics used to cover furniture can equally add texture to a room. Likewise, rugs that feel soft to touch and anything that's geometric in shape adds texture to a space. 7. Eclectic. This design style is all about experimenting and playing with different styles, mixing and matching different colors, shapes, textures, and finishes to highlight a series of eras and movements. If the thought of pulling together diverse furnishings to create your own eclectic space is daunting, here are some features of this style. Homeowners and designers create a color scheme from which different colors that complement each other are combined together to create an eclectic style. A few neutral colors are added to help tie the style together so that the style isn't lost among the many colors. In general, designers will start with one neutral color and one bright color. The neutral color will serve as your base to layer over. It will also create balance and harmony when applied to different aspects of a room. A multitude of fabrics, whether textured or patterned, are used to create this style. Other furnishings of different patterns, colors, and texture are incorporated to add more texture to a space. Designers create this look by introducing them throughout a room in small doses. For example, soft textures like a sofa may be placed next to a hard texture, like an industrial side table, or smooth textures like marble may be placed alongside rough textures like wood. A unique style is created by mixing different patterns together, whether they match or not. This is how some homeowners come up with their own combinations and styles. The walls are always kept simple. No elaborate wallpaper or bright paint, because it can be difficult to bring other accessories and decor to such space without it feeling heavy-handed. Instead, the walls are painted with dark or light colors, or even white, to better highlight the eclectic design. It's easier to add more accessories and decor to a plain foundation than to a busy foundation. You'll have way more options to play around with. Furniture from the different design styles I mentioned earlier is normally combined together. How to find your style? Assuming you've selected a design style, how do you know which furnishings and accessories work for your style and which ones wouldn't? Your best bet is to first spend time researching the design style. Use tools like Pinterest, Houzz, or design magazines to find out more about your style. Pinterest is an image-sharing platform that contains images pulled from books, magazines, catalogs, and websites. Nowadays, it's almost impossible to find anyone in the design world who hasn't pulled images from this platform for inspiration. All that's required of you is to go on the website or download the Pinterest app, create an account, and add the Pin It button to your bookmark bar. That way, as you conveniently search for your style, you can pin any gorgeous images you come across, and the site will save it on any board you set up, be it wish list or stripes or guest room ideas. Once you pin an image, the origin of the image will also be saved for you in case you need more information. Houzz is very similar to Pinterest. It's a platform that contains photos of home interior designs and decorating ideas. Simply go on the platform, search for your chosen style, and click on the images that appear from the search. You can save any photo you like in the Idea Books or Style Insights for later use. On this platform, you can shop for furnishings and accessories that are suited for your style. If you're wondering whether a chair, for instance, will look good in your living room, select the View in My Room 3D feature to see how it'll look in your home. As you search for your style, check images of how the interior design looks in different rooms in a home. All the images are on these platforms. For instance, check the kitchen to see the types of furnishings used. Do the same for other parts of a home. Then save the photos for the rooms that you like to help narrow down your style. On Pinterest and Houzz, you can find professional interior designers and decorators. When you come across one, look at their profile to learn more about them and the projects they have done. Drill down into their different designs to see if they represent your style and save lots of images of spaces that they have done. Then, select a designer whose projects closely match your own style of interest. Avoid trends. I'm certain today isn't your first time coming across the word trend. It's popularly used in the fashion and entertainment industries. But what does it mean? A trend is anything that is popular for a specific period. This is something a large percentage of people are doing. But trend isn't limited only to the fashion or the entertainment world. There can be a new technology that lots of people are using, or a trend in the financial market to be a bullish or bearish investor, depending on economic indicators. Some trends are fun, some are horrible, while some are beneficial. But no trend lasts forever. There will surely be a new trend to replace the old one. The interior design and decorating industry is not exempted from trends. In 2013, almost every homeowner in America began to copy a popular interior design called the modern farmhouse that was inspired by Joanna Gaines. Everyone loved this design because it created a feeling of living in the countryside. It's a design style you can blend with many other styles. People could remodel any one room in their home and still pull off the modern farmhouse look easily. So, what was the style? It was an interior design style that emphasized the use of neutral colors in decorating, barn doors, shiplap, and the use of darker, wrought iron light fixtures. But after a while, people started getting tired of seeing the same design in everyone's home and began moving away from it. It's now going out of style. Imagine spending a fortune on a design that isn't unique to you. A unique style will never go out of fashion. Not only will owning your style help you save money on purchasing expensive furnishings, but you'll also save yourself the stress of going through the remodeling process. Be creative and express your creativity. Home design shouldn't be a done-and-dusted plan. It should be something that evolves as we evolve to match our new interests or passions. To that end, I implore you to use the styles you find as an inspiration for your own home decorating project.